Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Rob Tweedy from the Sapphire Coast, the club. Morning to you, Rob.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Have you had rain? We spoke to you a few weeks ago now, but have you had any rain since then?
No, mate. It's absolutely shocking down here at the moment. It's just bone dry. We've got a big waterway down the back we pump out of, and I've never seen it so low, so I'm sort of going to be praying for rain over the summer period. We normally do get rain down here over summer, but it's the way things are looking, it's not looking too great.
Understand. With that, you know, you're going into a busy time in the South Coast, aren't you? A lot of holiday makers head there and plenty of good racing right down the South Coast.
Yeah, look, that's when we race. Between us and Maruya, all the holiday makers obviously coming across from Canberra and the country areas and the Victorian visitors, we have, I think, seven race meetings over 2 months just here at the Sapphire, like around when we've got the carnival on. So it's a time we need a bit of rain and get a bit of juice into this track.
And I know you get through this period, but you've also got a really busy time, January, February too, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got the Bega Cup Carnival the first weekend in February, which is the prize money now. We were lucky enough to get a boost in the cup, so we'll be racing an $80,000 cup here and three $50,000 races and some $30,000. So over the two-day carnival, just over $500,000, which is amazing. I would never have thought that sort of 5 or 6 years ago. But, $500,000 over 2 days, it's amazing.
And it's well worth promoting now because participants need to start locking away horses that are being set for these races.
Yeah, look, that's for sure. And that prize money's really told the tale because I've been contacted by a couple of Victorian trainers already that are targeting the carnival. They like coming up here, I think, maybe for the restaurants, the golf and the fishing, as well as taking a bit of prize money back over the border.
Yeah, for good reason, no doubt about that. It's a beautiful area, this South Coast. So with the racing you've got on through from now until then, I mean, constant meetings, Bega Cup February 1 and 2, it's a good time to be participants, and it's a good time if you're looking at maybe a holiday when everyone else goes back to school or work.
Yeah, and look, for the racing participants, also the trainers especially, to remember we've got 16 stables here we built specifically for visiting trainers. They're all secure. They've got security cameras inside and outside. And it's a chance for people with smaller teams especially to come over and utilise the facilities here and even come over for a week leading into a meeting and work your horses here at the track. We encourage that sort of thing. We know where we are geographically. We're a fair way from a lot of tracks, but it's we had a few trainers coming over from Wagga, blokes like Trevor Sutherland and fellas like that that come over for a few days and have a bit of a break. So it's an opportunity to combine a break, which is always important with racing, as well as trying to pick up a bit of prize money.
Yeah, particularly with those 16 stables. So if you're keen around any of these meetings coming up, but even the Bega Cup two-day carnival on February 1 and 2, and you want to travel with your horses, the stables are there, and get in contact with Rob at the Sapphire Coast Turf Club, Rob Tweedy. Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers, mate.